إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. I want to remind myself and you that everything good begins with the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything good begins with thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kitab of Allah also begins with the kalimat of shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his book by, after his name, by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All thanks and all praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And as Varana explained last night in the tafsir, that is in any case the reality. Because in the end everything goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if it wasn't for the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it was not for the resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, if it was not for the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, nothing would actually be possible. Because even the people who are doing good, alhamdulillah, they would not be able to do any good, because they would not have the tawfiq to do it. If they had the tawfiq, they would not have the resources, and so on and so forth. So in any case, all of this goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. However, it is the requirement of ubudiyat, it is the requirement of being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you actually acknowledge this. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ, that the one who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the blessing for that individual. Sometimes we feel, because when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned in this connection, he said that the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah. And therefore thanking of people is very much a requirement in Islam. Anything that good that comes to you from anybody, no matter how small or large, it is decency, it is being honorable, and it is being a Muslim to thank that person for that good. But the key thing is, when sometimes we don't thank, and sometimes people, if you tell them to thank, they say, well, you know, the person knows. This happens especially with regard to thanking people who are with us on a daily basis. You know, thanking your wife, thanking your husband, thanking the servants who work in your house, right? Thanking your parents, thanking your children. Any good, we don't do this. All of this does not come to us naturally. You never thank your wife for all the food that she may have cooked. Of course, you will not let the opportunity to criticize pass by if there is something wrong. But to say, you know, the very fact that you don't have to worry about whether or not a hot meal is waiting for you when you come home, this is something. I mean, you have to live in a hostel, you have to live on your own in a Western country to understand the value of that. If you live on your own in the West, you want to eat, you cook. If you don't want to cook, you eat raw carrots or something, you know, there is no alternative, right? Whereas here, alhamdulillah, all of this comes to us for free. And we think that it is free, therefore we don't have to do anything. And I remember sometime, I mentioned this once in a training program actually, teaching a group of people in Chennai, and I mentioned this, and one of them started, he must have been in his late 50s or something, you know, he started smiling and kind of as if I had said something very funny. So I said, look, I mean, you know, nice to see you are happy, but you know, did I say something so funny? He said, no, if I thank my wife, she'll die of shock. So I said, let her die happy, you know, you go and thank her anyway. If she has a heart attack and dies, at least her last moments will be moments of happiness. So that you thank her anyhow. So the point I'm saying is that, and incidentally, in that particular program, one of the young guys, he kind of got very enthusiastic. So he went home. Next day, it was a two-day program. Next morning, he came to me and he said, my mother said to thank you. So I said, who's your mother? I don't know, you know, what does she want to thank me? He said, no, I went home And I thanked her very much. And she told, the first thing she said to me was, who told you to say this? So he said, no, I thought. He said, no, don't tell me you thought about it. Nobody told me. She said, I'm your mother. I know what you thought and you didn't think. So somebody told you. So then he said, I very sheepishly said, our teacher told her. He said, go and thank your teacher. After all these years, you've got some sense into you. So, thanking is a very, I'm saying the point I'm making is that we sometimes don't thank because we say, well, after all they know. Why must I go and say thank you to my wife? Why should I say thank you to my husband? Think about that for the women. What is the value of not having to worry whether there is going to be money in the bank this month or not? Just think about that. We are supposed to have tawakkul on Allah. But we have tawakkul on our husband, na'udhubillah. But point is that you don't worry about that, right? You don't have to say, well, should I go out and work something, do something? Maybe there will be food on the table, maybe there will not be food, I don't know. No worry, absolutely. You sleep all day in your bed, nothing happens. There is money, there is food. Is that something to be grateful for or is it something to be taken for granted? Seriously, you have to ask. Ask the women whose husbands have died. Many of them, husband has died after that. They are, in some cases, they are better off than they were when they were married. Because they got sources from her. But I'm saying, seriously, these are things which we must be grateful for and which we must express this gratitude. Take the servants, for example. I mean, day in and the day you miss the servant is when the servant doesn't come. Then the whole house comes to a halt. Nothing. So seriously, thanking is extremely important. So point I'm making here is that when you tell people to thank, they say, no, but they know. Why should I say? So does Allah know or Allah does not know? Does Allah know or Allah does not know? So why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, la in shakartum? Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not because Allah knows or does not know. Of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah knows the innermost secrets of our hearts. Thanking is an expression of our own ubudiyat, of our own being slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Acknowledgement is a part of being the ubudiyat, of being the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason why everything good begins with thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remind myself and you, let us do that in a systematic manner. Actually, Ramadan is a good time because all this is training for us, inshallah. So actually sit down and make a list of things. This is a very good exercise also because sometimes we tend to, not only sometimes, it's very common. If a small dust particle gets into your eye, right? And then somebody says, look at this beautiful panoramic view of the Himalayas. You can't see, you are not interested in seeing your own, that dust particle in your eye has become bigger than a mountain because you can't see anything. Until that thing comes out, your whole attention is focused on that dust particle. It's a dust particle. It's simply a dust particle. But that dust particle assumes huge importance. And it blinds you to all the rest of beauty that surrounds us. And this is also with regard to our lives. There will be some one issue. Allah knows best. Something. Whatever it might be. And that one issue, shaitan makes it so big that the moment we open our mouth, the kalima, the words that come out are words of thanklessness. If somebody says, what about the city you live in? Are kya Hyderabad kya hota hai? Bahar jaake dekho kaisa. How is the weather? Kya garmi bahut hai. For everything, the first thing out of your mouth is a word, are words of thanklessness. And that's why Allah said, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah said, if you deny my ni'mat, then beware that my punishment is severe. And that's the example I gave of this dust particle. The thing itself is small, it's nothing. But we allow it and shaitan makes us give it importance that is not due to it. And blinds us to everything else. And that's the reason why this exercise of writing down all the things that I have to thank Allah for. That exercise is a very good exercise because it draws our attention to all the good in our lives. So once you have all this good in your life, and there is this bad also, you say, is it worth talking about? This one thing, is it worth talking about? Yeah? There is a famous story which many of you must have heard, and I always mention it, so from me you would have definitely heard it. And that story is the story of the slave of Mahmud al-Ghaznavi, the king, his slave. He had a slave called Ayaz. And Mahmud al-Ghaznavi was very fond of Ayaz. Ayaz was more like a friend of his. So, you know, they spent time together and so on. And one day, hot summer afternoon, Mahmud al-Ghaznavi was sitting and Ayaz was sitting at his feet. And Mahmud was cutting, he had a cucumber with him. And he was cutting this cucumber with a knife. And he was chatting with his slave and they were having a conversation. And as he was talking, he gave him slices of this cucumber. And you know, in Afghanistan and so on, even here, cucumber and watermelon and all this you eat in the summer. So he was giving him slices of cucumber and Ayaz kept on eating and Mahmud kept on giving the cucumber until he had cut almost the entire cucumber. He only had one slice left, and at that point Mahmud put that slice in his mouth. He took that, he ate it, and when he bit into that cucumber, he realized that it was bitter like poison. And cucumbers are like that. Sometimes you get a cucumber which is very bitter. So it was bitter like poison. He spat it out, he threw it, and he said to Ayaz, what kind of a man? You said nothing to me. I kept giving you the thing, you came eating. You could have told me this is bitter. You didn't say anything. Huh? And Ayaz said to him, he said, oh my master, how much good I get from you. Huh? How much good I get from you, day in and day out. One cucumber you want me to complain? He said, one piece of this thing you give me and it's bitter, so you want me to complain? How can I complain? He said, what is there to complain? He said, I get so much good from you. This one thing you want me to complain? How can I complain? Now imagine, Mahmud is not the creator of Ayaz. When we say slave, we mean it only in a worldly sense. No human being can actually be the slave of another human being. Huh? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our creator, He is our sustainer. I tell people, just go and stand in front of a mirror and look at your face. And then ask yourself, what will you give for a face like that? What will you give for a face like yours? How come, what would you have done, for example, if you had been born with a hair lip, with a split lip? There are people like that. What would you do if you were born with some kind of deformity or some kind of, you know, huge big birthmark which covered up half your face or something? What would you have done? Eh? Plastic surgery, this, that, God knows what, and some things are doable, some things are not doable. And none of that has to be done. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you with a beautiful face. So what's the price for that? Seriously, if we ask ourselves, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that I will give you life as long as I give you your whole body in your control, and as long as you can make it work, you can live. How many of us would live even 24 hours? Because the moment you went to sleep, your body would stop. What is the price of the fact that all our essential bodily functions continue to function uninterrupted on their own? You can be fast asleep, dead to the world. Heart does not stop, digestive system does not stop, the blood flowing in the veins does not stop, brain function does not stop. What if it all stopped? How many staying awake pills are you going to eat, and what are you going to do? You have to put yourself on a ventilator every time you go to sleep so that the lungs keep functioning. Imagine. What is the value? The point is that we take things for granted. What is the value of that? For the people who have good children, what is the value of having good children? Yeah? For people who have no children, what is the value of not having bad children? Imagine, there are people, you know them, I know them, who have children, and wallah alam, I don't know, but sometimes in front of me some people also say, they curse the day that child was born. They said, I wish the child had not been born. I wish I did not have this child. I wish this child had died or something. Because that child is a source of so much trouble, so much problem for the parents, that they curse the day. We say, Allah, why did we have this child? This child is a big musibah. And in some cases, those people didn't have children for a long time. They prayed and prayed and prayed, and then they get a child, and that child is, you know. So what's the matter? So if you don't have a child, alhamdulillah, you don't have discussions. And if you have good children, alhamdulillah, what's the value of good children? MashaAllah, children who are respectful, who honor you in your old age, who are there to serve you, who are responsible, who are a joy. If you look at them, you feel very happy. Alhamdulillah, these are my children. Should you thank or not? And so also the children with regard to the parents. Get out of your house and start earning your own living, and you understand the value of living in your father's house. How many years, 20 years, 30, as far as in our country, you are a child all your life. As long as your parents are, you are a child. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah that we even in our, you know, when we are in our 50s and so on, we still have people who can hold your ear and twist your ear and, you know, give you a whack on the head. And alhamdulillah for that. You know, that whack on the head is worth what? Tell me. Who can do it except your parents? Seriously, we have to ask ourselves this question and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gave us this. And as I said, the idea is not to make this long, but if you look at the number of things, this will make a list of things. How do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His kalam? Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us His kalam, then He gave us this month of Ramadan, and in this month of Ramadan, He gave us this Taraweeh, the Qiyam in the night, which is the Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we get to listen to this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a systematic manner, those who complete the Taraweeh, inshallah, at least one dawr of the Quran they have done. One must do, and that's an important thing to ensure that you read some Quran every day. You should be familiar with the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'm saying, what is the value? Just, I am not even talking about what is the meaning of what you are hearing. You know, we should implement it in our lives, all of which we have to do. I'm just saying, just listening to the Quran, what is the value of it? Even if you didn't understand it. It's not a virtue not to understand. Obviously, we should understand. And that's why I say, you know, read something of it before you come and so on. But I'm saying just the simple question of what is the value of just listening to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Should we not thank Allah only for that? What about this salah? I mentioned this many times just to remind myself. What is the value of this salah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that we get up in the morning, we make wudu with nice warm water or cold water depending on the season, and then we come into a nice masjid and we stand on a nice musalla and we worship and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with great dignity. What is the value of that? You are not standing half naked in a stream on one leg or something. There are people doing that. They think they are worshipping God by this. They are putting themselves to all kinds of, you know, painful exercises, thinking that they are worshipping God. What is the value of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this salah that Allah has made for them, which is a great honor on us? Should be, before we begin salah, should we not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Tell all praise to you that you gave us this. What was the value if Allah had not given this salah? What would we have done? The gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and through him to us is the salah, is to ruju ila Allah, is to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Maulana mentioned yesterday, the hadith related to Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and that is why it is mustahab to recite the surah ayah by ayah by ayah. Not altogether. You can recite, you can join the ayat, it is not haram, but it is mustahab, it is much better to recite it, each ayah individually, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the surah. Now, what is the value of this? Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single one. And that's why I want to end with that, reminding myself and you. Let us do that as an exercise today, that we will make a list of things that we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, and then inshallah, in tahajjud, and in our salawat and outside the salah, let us consciously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every one of those things, one by one by one. And inshallah, you will find that apart from inshallah, the hasanat that Allah will give, and the fact that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with that, just notice in your own life how happy you will become. Just by listening to that thanks. Nothing more. Just by doing, just by listening and just by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see how happy you will feel. Just by that, inshallah. Abhi, karega nahi? Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us conscious of all His ni'mat and to help us to be thankful for His ni'mat. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us this ni'mat without asking. We ask Allah never to take them away from us and to give them us more and more and make us more and more thankful to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.